This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
We like to get our complaints out of the way early on a Friday show. And then for the rest of the day, nothing but good vibes.
Brenna wrote in saying, I'm just irritated by everyone already today. I haven't spoken to anyone. I just want to go back to sleep and be left alone. I get it.
Do you think she's irritated by you?
No.
I think so. She said everybody.
True. But I like
you should apologize.
I like to think that I am outside of everybody.
Apologize to
her. I'm sorry, Brenna.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, my complaint today is people who are complaining about the smiles on their Tim Hortons smile cookies. Listen, I used to be that person too until I found out that it's volunteers that do it. So get over it. It's not the employees at Tim Hortons that are drawing on the smiles.
It's not.
No. They have volunteers where some of the money goes towards, like some nonprofits around the city. And those are the people that are volunteering their time to put a little smile on your cookie.
And your face.
Yeah. So just eat your cookie.
Yeah, yeah.
And shh.
Yeah, I know. But I also have heard you in the past. Chirping.
In the past.
Yeah.
That was before that I knew.
Yeah.
That was before I found out that it was volunteers that take time out of their day to do that. So yeah, some of them are sloppy. Like, who cares? They're making so many of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's when the cookies are burnt, though. That's when you can start complaining.
That's when you complain. Okay.
But I've never had a bad smile cookie.
Ryder, Ryder, Ryder's recorder.
Got a little a cappella one for you today. We're going to play Name That Tune because I have some news about the song I'm playing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait, is it me that has to name it or we're putting it out there to the listeners? Both.
Both, but don't you be looking at the text line just yet.
I won't.
Name that tune.
No idea.
Okay, I'll keep going.
Not one single person knows.
What?
The entire text line's like, what? Can we hear more? We don't get it. No,
really?
No clue.
Man.
Somebody guess the Jurassic Park theme song. Okay. You need to go back and rewatch Jurassic Park. You think that's what that was?
The final little bit then.
Still nothing.
Wow.
Is that, does that mean that we're bad at guessing or you're just really bad at playing the recorder?
No, I think it's that you're bad at guessing.
Okay, let's read through some of the texts rolling in now. Titanic?
No.
Is it Dua Lipa Houdini?
No.
Is it Britney Spears, Not Yet a Woman? Dan's asking if it's the MASH theme song.
Wow. No, it's not.
Oh, Joel wrote in. This one seems like it could be accurate.
Okay.
Roseanne?
Yeah, kinda. Good song, right? Thanks a lot. Anyway, I do have news about that. The Conners are expected to be re-signing for another season, the seventh and final season. We'll have six episodes. The Roseanne spinoff recently celebrated its 100th episode.
Is it good without Roseanne?
It's not as good, which was sad. She really screwed that
one up. She screwed up. Yeah.
And it was right in the middle of cancel culture. You know what I mean? Like,
For sure.
Everybody was getting canceled up in here.
I love how many other people are still texting in after we revealed what it is. Sounds like Mulan. Katie says Power Rangers. Sounds like the theme from Shaft, says Barry from Texas.
Well, thanks a lot, everyone.
Is it the Little Mermaid? We already did our complaint corner. Now it's positive vibes only for the rest of the...
Our life.
Our lives, yeah. Well, until Monday.
True.
I wanted to give you a little shout out, Ryder.
For what?
For just being amazing.
It's the way this shirt looks on me?
Yes, that too. No, yesterday I asked you to do something for me, and I was waiting for you to be like, no. But instead, you were like, okay. And you did it. And I just was blown away by that.
If this is why I sometimes call you, hey, can you?
that's my nickname.
That's a nickname, because she comes, hey, can you?
Hey, can you? So, as I say it, he like finishes it for me. Like, as soon as I go, he'll say it with me. Hey, can you?
Hey, can you is a hilarious nickname.
It really is. And it's true, because I am the ultimate hey, can you?
Mm-hmm.
So last night I had a bit of a migraine coming on. I took one of my pills, and they usually take an hour to kick in.
And you really like to like find peace in that hour.
I try to relax. Yes.
Dark room.
Get an ice pack on the neck. Yeah. I have a migraine hat.
It's cool.
It is. Well, literally.
Yeah. It looks so cool.
It doesn't look cool. So thank you also for not judging me when I'm wearing that. But anyway, I asked, I was like, because you offered, actually, this is even better. Get this. Ryder offers, when I mentioned I had a migraine, that he would go get me a Pepsi Slurpee. Because believe it or not, I know this sounds strange, but if you get migraines, there's something about a Coke or a Pepsi Slurpee that actually does help.
The caffeine, the cold.
Yeah, there's like a mixture of that. It also doubles as an ice pack too. It's just the best. And I do feel like it helps, especially when you get your medication in you. The mixture of it is great. And you hear people talk about this all the time, where they'll drink like a Coke when they feel a migraine mm-hmm. coming on. So the Slurpee's the next level. So he's like, I'll go get you a Coke Slurpee. And then this was what I asked. I said, hey, can you?
Hey, can you? Comes out of left field.
Hey, can you, while you're at the corner store, get me some tampons? I was ready for a no or a what size? Jumbo? Like a joke or something, right? Instead, he goes, okay. And he grabs the keys and he closes the door. And I stood there baffled. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, what? No argument?
Like what? What's the problem?
I don't know. I just like felt like you would be like, no, you can do that yourself.
Yeah, that would be a real nice thing to say. Hey, no, you go get him, loser.
That's gross to me.
It is the first time I've ever had to purchase them.
I know. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, he didn't even fight it. So I just wanted to give you some props. I think that's kind of cool.
I'll give props to the lady that was working at the convenience store as well. Didn't make it weird at all.
But why would anyone make it weird? That's a thing. Like, if you are listening right now and you have been asked in the past and it bothered you, or you were like nervous about it, it's not like you're going to the till and the person working is like, oh, are you using a tampon? Like, nobody's gonna say anything about it.
Yeah.
Also, we've all seen She's the Man. They can also be used for nosebleeds.
You can also do the embarrassment sandwich, which you've done before when buying your Preparation H.
Ryder, I've never had... That's not what I buy that's embarrassing. I have bought a couple embarrassing things in my day.
No, for your tattoo healing Preparation H.
Oh, yeah. Wink, wink. The embarrassment sandwich is when you're going through the till, you have to purchase two other things that go before and after the embarrassing item.
And you just put them all on the till together.
Yeah, you put the embarrassing thing in the middle. And when the person working is swiping the first item, you wait for it to go ding. And then you go, how's your day going? And that's when they're grabbing the embarrassing thing.
They don't even look.
They don't look. It is genius. Or use self-checkout. That works too. Anyway.
Yeah, true. Self-checkout is like a thing everywhere now. Time for Radio Shark Tank. We each pitch you business plans, and you let us know who you'd be more inclined to invest with.
Hello, sharks. Are you tired of a boring alarm clock that wakes you up with the same old sound every morning? Well, fear not. I'm Lisa Evans, the CEO and inventor of Alarm Cock. Let's be real.
What?
It's a rooster.
Oh.
Let's be real. Sheep happen sometimes, and you sleep in because you're bored of the same old sound. We have this utterly amazing farm soundtrack to help you wake up feeling ready to get to work.
So it's a rooster, it's a farm soundtrack.
Imagine waking up to the hilarious sound of a rooster, maybe a cow mooing, or a duck quacking. The alarm cock not only wakes you up with a smile on your face, but it can be customized to choose your favorite farm animals to start your day off right. So, sharks, who's ready to look a livestock in the morning? Please invest in the alarm cock and revolutionize the way we wake up in the morning.
I think I would get up and leave.
Rule the roost with a morning boost. Invest today.
Oh, this will be easy.
What? That was a good invention.
No, it wasn't.
Well, no one else has thought of it, so...
Hello, sharks. Have you ever found yourself wrestling with your bed sheets in the middle of the night? Frustrated with them popping off and not in a good way? Well, fear not. Introducing Holy Sheets. These aren't just bed sheets, sharks. These are bed sheets that zip into your mattress. That's right. With our patented Zip and Sleep technology, you can say goodbye to sheet struggles forever. No more waking up rolled up like a Donair in the Oilers t-shirt gun. The only wrestling that'll be happening on your bed is with your partner when your shirts are off.
Ryder.
So what do you say, sharks? Are you ready to let the people sleep with Holy Sheets?
All right, hit us up. Listen, you have to invest in one of them. I know a lot of you are probably going to write in and say, neither. But too bad. You are a billionaire, and you have to give one of us your money, like even if it's for pity. Whose is better?
Sweet pitch at the end there. Before we get into recommend something, quick recap. Who won Radio Shark Tank today? Your idea of farm animal noises, alarm clocks called alarm cock?
Yeah.
Because rooster would be like the logo or something.
Yeah.
Versus my great idea of bed sheets that zip into the mattress called Holy Sheets.
So apparently your invention already exists.
Never but then seen it.
People are calling me out because like also roosters exist.
Well, yeah. Ooh, so you got sound effects.
Yeah, that's
Congrats. Cool.
That's a cool invention.
Anyway, who won?
Me.
Yeah, right. All right, it is time for Recommend Something, where we recommend something.
Get an electric toothbrush. Listen, the dentist has always been telling me that anyway, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. No, game changer. Got one from Costco. It's a two-pack. So Ryder got the other one. We've never had cleaner teeth. Look at that picture we posted.
Yeah.
Just the other day on our socials.
Just
look
vibing.
At my teeth. Zoom in on my teeth. That is from 1 week of switching to an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, it's
I've never
a game changer. You know what?
I've never had cleaner teeth.
Biggest thing is for me, it gives you like an indicator when you've been brushing for 2 minutes. And I just realized I've never brushed for 2 minutes until I got this thing.
Yeah, you want to. I can get into crevices that I've in the past. This might seem gross, but just like can't get to it as good as when I go for my 6 month clean. You know?
Yeah. Awesome.
I can do it myself now. Might have to cancel my dentist appointment next week. Don't need ya. I also have a water pick. That's also a great investment.
Also, shout out to, if it wasn't for an electric toothbrush, we would have never got the wonderful YouTube video of news anchor Lisa Dutton talking about using an electric toothbrush.
I don't remember this viral clip.
If you know, you know.
What? Is it really funny?
Yeah.
It's inappropriate though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
But it's like, it took off. It went like viral.
Yeah, so the electric toothbrush has changed my life because I have a permanent retainer on my bottom teeth.
Yeah.
And I can just get in there.
Okay, nice one. My recommendation is when you're planning for a vacation, do so right before you go to bed because then you'll dream of your vacation.
You want to know what I dreamt of last night? I hate when people tell you.
No, because I wasn't done my stories.
Unsolicited dream stories.
I was right in the middle of it, but okay, yeah.
A moose, a really big moose was running straight at me. It was so scary.
Congrats.
Okay, your turn.
It was my turn before.
Oh, yeah, right.
But yeah, no, going to Italy for my sister-in-law's 40th birthday August.
I'm coming for pasta.
And I dreamt of ravioli for like 3 hours last night.
What?
Yeah, it was awesome because I'm looking at like different places and kind of trying to plan the trip.
Did you know that spaghetti and meatballs like isn't an Italian? You don't get that in Italy?
I have heard that.
That's an American Italian dish. When you go to Italy, you're getting like authentic. So your canned ravioli dream doesn't really sound.
No, no, these were legit raviolis. They were like huge. They're fist size.
Yeah, you never think, like, you, sometimes you see those plates of gourmet ravioli and you're like, there's only four.
Right.
Like, what's that about? And then you eat three and you.
You're stuffed. Like a ravioli.
Yeah, you've like turned into a ravioli yourself.
Anyway, plan your vacation right before you go to bed and then you'll dream of being on vacation and it's kind of like a free little mini one. My lover. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Wait. Who took that advice literally and then got dumped?
Been waiting for somebody to say that for years.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's top 7 at 7.
So it's been revealed the age that means you're officially old. Good guesses rolling in. Everyone is wrong so far.
Nobody's
though.
Got it right.
Nobody's guessing old enough.
Okay.
So we got a lot of like 35, 39 guesses. 50 is a very popular guess on the text line.
We do a segment called Things That Make You Feel Old, and it'll be like, you know, you stand and admire your lawn, and that made you feel old. No, this is like old.
Like old. Jeff wrote in saying, I'm 39 and I feel broken. Like it hurts my back when I sneeze, my arms, I feel numb. 39 is not the answer. In fact, you're so young compared to what the answer is. The answer is...
Yeah, get to it.
74. That means you're officially old.
Oh, I hope my mom's not listening.
Is she 74?
In August.
Yeah. So that's the answer. So we're going to count down the top 7 things, and we want to hear from you. How many of these do you get out of 7?
She's going to be so mad at you for this.
Okay. So if you have at least 5 things on this list,
yeah,
then you're getting there. Even if you're only in your 30s. Mm-hmm. You're basically a 74-year-old. Here we go. Coming in at number 7, you have flight anxiety. Like you have to leave extra, extra early to get to the airport to just sit for 2 hours.
Okay. I'd say most people are kind of like that.
Number 6, you have a specific knife for different things in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's just smart.
There's like a banana bread knife,
uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Ryder's already got 2 out of these.
Off to a bad start.
Anyone else? We need to hear from you what you're going to get. What's your score out of 7, okay? Coming in at number 5, when you comment on nature,
mm-hmm.
a certain bird, a new bird that you saw...
Does, we needed the moisture.
Exactly, count? That counts.
Okay.
Number 4 on the list, needing a specific pillow or blanket for your sleep to be comfortable. Even when you travel, you got to like bring something with you. That's not looking good for you.
No, I'll travel flights of stairs to just go and get, make sure I have the right pillow.
Number 3 on the list of things that if you're doing these already, you're getting up there in age. You complain about technology,
mm-hmm.
and it could be anything. I mean, I'm guilty of this. I hate certain kinds of, like, anything that I have to log into every time I use it is super frustrating for me.
Yeah, like, talk to me when you can't airdrop something that you know you should be able to, but the other person's phone doesn't pop up, and you'll hear me complain.
My facial recognition hasn't been working since I dyed my hair brown, and it's so annoying. My phone, my banking app, like nothing works. So far, what have you gotten on this test?
Keep them coming.
Number 2, if your garden is a discussion topic, something you're planting, something you're watering.
Okay.
And number 1, you start enjoying oatmeal, coconut, or anything that offers extra fiber.
Fiber intake is important.
It's so important. Okay, so hit us up and let us know, what did you get out of 7? On our list of things that if you're implementing these, already doing them, it means you're getting up there.
6 out of 7.
Six out of 7. Okay.
I don't garden because it hurts my back too much.
Oh,
though.
No.
5 simple words. $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We have Natalia on the phone on a Friday morning. Are you ready to win $1,000, maybe?
I sure am.
Okay, perfect. So how it works is you're going to send out... Wait, no. You're going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the room. The other host will give you 5 words. You tell them the first word that comes to mind for each. You have 25 seconds to do so. We'll invite your teammate back in. For every word that matches with yours, it's $25. If all five match, we'll jump it up to 1,000. So, Natalia.
Who are you rolling with?
Yeah, who's your teammate?
I'm going to go with Lisa.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Okay.
I have a good feeling about today.
Yay!
We would love to end the week by giving away $1,000, so let's do this. I'll start the timer after I give you the first word. And the first word is washer.
Dryer.
Kitty.
Cat.
Pillow.
Sleep.
Crow.
Bird.
Casket.
Body.
All right, well done. Let's get Lisa back in here. Give away some moolah. She did great.
Yeah? Don't tell me anything else.
Okay.
Let's just do this.
Let's go, Lisa.
I'm going to go in the same order that I went for her, too.
Okay.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say washer?
Dryer. Woo! $25.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say kitty?
Oh, no. Cat.
Yes.
You really stressed me out there.
Yeah, I waited a little bit there. What else would it have been?
What was the word? Sorry?
Kitty.
Puppy.
Oh.
I don't know.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say pillow?
Sleep. Woo-hoo! Ooh, I'm getting giddy. Sorry. Okay.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say crow?
Crow. Bird. Oh, baby!
We're at $100.
I was going to say scare.
Oh, that's
a good
answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Or like, ka.
Imagine? You were going to say ka.
Can you imagine if we both said that? That'd be wild. All right. What are we at? Are we at $100?
Yeah, this is for 1,000. Can you quit wasting time?
Yes, sorry.
With your sweet sound effects? Lisa, for $1,000.
Come on. I'm so nervous.
What do you think Natalia said when I gave her the word casket?
Funeral.
No!
What? No! What is it?
That's a good answer.
Death.
No, body.
That is such a good answer. I'm mad.
That funeral was a really good answer, too.
Yeah. Oh,
mine was pretty morbid.
Yeah, but that's okay.
You know what would have been more morbid?
What?
Comfy.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, thanks for playing, Natalia. You got $100.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, hit us up.
That was a heck of a game.
That was a great game. Very intense. Hit us up on the text line right now. Would you have won $1,000 with my words or her words? We'd love to hear from you.
And next week, just a reminder, text to play all week. Tom Cruise sends out this one specific cake, and he sends it to a bunch of different people this time of year.
Yeah.
And he's doing it again this year. Like Kirsten Dunst is on his cake list, Jimmy Fallon, Renee Zellweger, and just tons of other celebrities.
No, if not thousands.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we know hundreds, but we don't know what the full cake list is.
And apparently he loves sugar, but he often avoids it most of the time because he's always trying to stay, you know, looking like he's 25, even though he's not. And so he found the best cake ever, wants to support this bakery, but can't eat it himself, so instead he just does this cake list and sends it to everybody else.
And apparently celebrities, it's like their favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Because it's cake,
that good.
It's like a coconut bundt cake, like white chocolate. It looks so good.
It's over $100 per cake.
That
so he's
bakery,
dropping some cake in there.
Yeah, and like that bakery must be pumped.
Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise is coming through. We got our 1,000 and some orders. Then they have to probably do all the work. He just pays for it.
Right.
And they send them out to all these celebrities.
Like, you're paying the bills for your month just on Tom Cruise's cake list. That's unreal.
What an interesting thing to receive in the mail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is the strangest thing you've received or sent in the mail is a question we wanted to ask. 780-784-7107.
Great question.
I've got an answer for both.
Oh.
Recently, I received, I think it was 50 or 60 rubber chickens with no explanation.
You still don't know who sent it to you?
No, I thought, like, I gave one to my dog, and they just, like, he just ripped the head off of it, and so I was like, oh, I can't give him these. So now I just have this box of, like, 49 rubber chickens, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what the joke is.
Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing. Don't give them to your nieces and nephews, because I stole two of them when I went to visit, and
they just... I'm down to 47.
They just squeeze them the entire time. It's so annoying.
But, like, I never found out who it's from, what it's for.
That's a great answer. So hit us up. What is something, what's the funniest, weirdest thing you've ever sent someone or received in the mail?
Mm-hmm. As far as sending out, I had this green carpet that had a beautiful purple border. And it would have been very expensive at the time that it was installed in the house that I bought. Like, they were a pretty fancy family.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, when he saw that carpet, he's like, I don't think you understand how hard it would be to install this. Like, him as somebody who has installed carpets, he's like, this is incredible work.
It felt like something that would have been in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Like, in one of those rooms. Like, it was posh. Anyway, it was also very dated.
Yeah, it was like a dark green with, like, Barney purple. So, yeah, it's just a little outdated. That's okay.
Eventually, I got talked into getting rid of it, which I'm still not sure was the best decision. But anybody that ever made fun of it, I kept track of their names.
And you had your own Tom Cruise cake list.
Yeah, but it was my carpet list. And I got pictures framed with a piece of the carpet that had both the green and the purple.
Uh-huh.
And I sent out, I don't know, 35 of them probably. So
that's
now
so good.
A bunch of people have this random chunk of carpet, but it actually looks pretty nice.
It's framed.
In the framed, yeah.
You actually think people still have that?
Somebody's got that up in their guest room, maybe.
Maybe. I doubt it.
What is the strangest thing you've received or sent in the mail? My brother got a locket of hair from a girl that was interested in him when he was in junior high.
Was he into her?
I think so, until she sent him a chunk of her hair, and he was super weirded out by it.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually a pretty big chunk, too. He's like, that's probably noticeable.
I knew a girl that, well, she had a crush on a guy, and he loved her hair. Like, he just was, like, obsessed with hair. He's like, I love long blonde hair. And he would just say that. It wasn't, like, creepy or weird. And then she chopped her hair off, and she, like, brought her ponytail. And was, like, going to give it to him.
Yeah, it's like a you're going to love this.
Yeah, like, here's your hair. And, like, everyone was like, please don't hand him that.
Honestly.
So hit us up with the weirdest thing that you've ever received or sent out in the mail. It seems like a very popular answer on the text line of receiving or sending a bag of D's. Either
D's
in,
what?
Like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
I've heard of that.
Body parts.
Yeah, and inappropriate.
If they're gummies, it's like a joke to be like, eat a bag of this.
Right, that's an actual local company, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if the gummies are.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, because I know somebody who knows someone that owns the company that sends the glitter bombs that are shaped like D's.
Same company, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, making...
That's your job?
Generational wealth out of... creating a company that sends people bags of human body parts.
You're a Nepo baby, and when people ask, like, where you get your wealth from, it's like, well, my great-great-grandfather.
Awesome. 780-784-7107. What do you got?
Okay, so we moved into this apartment building in St. Albert, and about, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 times a year, and I just got it last week, so this is why it's fresh in my brain. I get a letter delivered, like, to my mailbox, to my specific apartment number, with somebody in Morinville with their actual name and address telling me, like, I need to repent, God.
So the mail is meant for you, though.
It's meant for me. Like, I mean, I could give them several reasons why, but, I mean, is it their place to tell me that?
And do you know this person? Like, did you have a run-in with them and they decided to do this?
Legit, never. Like, I don't know who this person is, but I never see them else in the community garbage can, just mine. Like, why am I the only one getting these? I need
It's so funny. How long has this been going on for?
4 years?
Yes. Thank you for the call, Stephanie. Appreciate you.
I wonder if there's there aren't any others in the community garbage because they're actually taking them in and taking it seriously.
Yeah,
maybe that's
maybe
what's going on, Steph.
I've got a great story of a radio host I used to work with in Vancouver.
Okay.
And like legendary status there. Like these guys were
big
top
deal.
Of the game. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And they ended up getting let go by a general manager, but they got paid out for like the remaining 3 years of their contract or something, or 2 years. So they pretty much got paid not to work, right?
Okay.
And so this guy took his family on vacation all around the world for like 4 months and sent postcards from every major city to the general manager, and it just said, thanks for the vacation.
Oh, that's good.
And then the general manager got fired, and so this guy found out his home address and continued to send him postcards.
Oh, no!
Saying thanks for the vacation after this guy had been axed as well. Just an awesome move.
That is wild.
Yeah.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.